Well, Logan, a great second half for the hockey club. You end up just one position outside the playoff line. Clearly, that's disappointing for this team. But what do you take from the experience that you went through this year as a group?
I think just how important every game is. You know, it doesn't matter how early or how late in the season it is. You know, personally, I think we deserve to be in the playoffs, and that's what sucks. You know, our team came together and did something pretty neat and pretty special. You know, it's pretty cool to be a part of this group and to do what we did, but, you know, it's unfortunate to fall short.
You had a full year in the National Hockey League last year. You've played plenty of games in the best league in the world, and it would be easy to come here and kind of just put your time in waiting for your next turn. Why wasn't that your approach this year?
I think it's more just of how I was raised by my parents. Is, you know, you never take anything for granted. You always have to get better. And that, you know, that's the way I always was. I think since I started playing hockey, but especially my pro career, like my first year I was in the coast, same thing. You know, it was again pretty disappointing when I got sent down there, but go down there and work hard and, you know, try to get better. And you know, you're there for a reason, and that's the way I took it this year. I'm here for a reason. There's, you know, there's something wrong with my game. There's a part of my game that I can work on, and you know, hopefully I worked on it. Hopefully I got better at it. Hopefully I became a better person. Hopefully I became a better player this year. You know, I felt good this year, and I really enjoyed playing here, playing with the guys that I played with. So, it was a good year. It was a fun year.
Any idea why this team was so closely knit? Why it was able to fight the way it did in the second half?
No, I think it was just a good group of guys together. You know, I think we all got along well together. You know, you're going to have the fights and the arguments, and that's part of a healthy relationship. And I think that's what we had. You know, there was times where, you know, guys didn't get along. There was times that, you know, everyone got along great, but that's part of a team. That's how you know, that's where the chemistry comes from. Is that's how you get closer. Is, you know, you settle your, you know, you have an argument with a guy, and that's how you settle it. You know, you don't let it boil up over time. You just, you know, you handle it. And I think that's what we did great, is that we all help each other and support each other, and we all got along great.
What about in terms of the adversity that this team faced over the course of the season? Pascal will talk about from time to time the struggles the teams had before Christmas shaping the success after Christmas. Can you explain what he means by that?
I think it's just being able to, you know, go with that adversity. Just game in and game out, that we knew it was it was do or die for us. But I think that being on the losing side of it before Christmas, we didn't want to be a part of that anymore. It sucked, you know, losing those games and losing that many games. So I think that we learned from that. I mean, you would think that we learned from that, the way we played in the second half, that we didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And I think that was the biggest part for us after Christmas, is that we just didn't want to lose. You know, we wanted to be in the playoffs. Everyone wanted to be here. Again, it's unfortunate that we aren't.
You know, fans will often look back on a season and say, maybe this is the game, or maybe that's the game that cost the team a playoff spot. Easy to do that, of course, with 76 games, there's so many factors, but is there a moment or two along the way where you think, boy, that might have made a difference?
Yeah, I actually thought about it last night after the game. I mean, you can't. I guess you can't really think about that. I was, and it was kind of making me more upset, more angry at it, and I think that's the wrong way to go about it, because that's you know, the one of the good sayings I was told back when, you know, I was in Florida, is that the opponent has a say, sorry, and then that's the biggest thing. You know, there's another team on the ice. You know, they're going to have a say in the outcome, and whether it's scoring in the last, you know, couple seconds of a game, or, you know, they're losing 10-0, the opponent has a say, and you know, you can't control everything. So I think, it would have been nice to get a couple more points along the way in games that we know that we could have, but again, that's part of hockey.
Logan, what about playoff format and just the league as a whole? You've got an entire division that plays fewer games, has a more restricted road schedule. How much of an edge is that for those teams, or how much of a problem is that for the teams that are facing them?
Yeah,
you played in San Diego, so you'd know.
Yeah, I never got to play a full season there, so I'm not really sure about how their bodies feel. I know at the end of a season, like the less games, but as for the format, I mean, I don't really have much to say about the format. I think the biggest thing is just maybe the same amount of games would be nice, just to equal it out. But again, I don't really have many problems with anything. It's just sometimes we did pretty well. If you look at the league standings, you know, we're still in a playoff spot, but that's just the way it is. I mean, that's for most leagues in the world. There's always different formats. So, I mean, it's tough to argue with the format, but I think the biggest thing is just sucks that we're not in playoffs.
Is there something you could reflect back on this season? I know it's early, you just ended yesterday, but is there a moment you can reflect back on and think, well, that was a special moment, something I really enjoyed, part of something maybe you didn't experience before?
Honestly, I think it's coming into the last weekend and having the chance to be in playoffs after where we were at Christmas. You know, and up until the last three games on that road trip, we were just playing. You know, we wanted to keep winning. But going into those last three games, we knew we had a chance to be in playoffs if we came out on top of those three games. But just being in that situation from being in last place in the league is, to me, it's pretty special. I mean, to do that in hockey, I mean, besides from the Blues, I mean, it's pretty hard to do.
One final thing I wanted to ask you was just on a personal level, to score 29 goals this year to get over 50 points or to get to 50 points on the year. What did that mean for you personally to kind of add that element to your resume going to next year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely felt great to score some goals. Just maybe personally a little confidence knowing that I can do it. You know, if I ever get a chance to play up top again, that's, you know, just to add that into my game, but it'll be a bonus. But I think right now it was fun to play with, you know, the guys that we played with this year, and I think, you know, they contributed a lot to, you know, my success that I had personally this year. But it was definitely fun to score some goals. Yeah.